The topic that Pamuk was not interested in talking about today, the mass killings of Armenians during World War I, is the subject of new legislation in France. It makes it a crime to deny that a genocide took place. The Turkish government says just that, and it strongly objects to the French measure. The bill must still pass the Senate and must be signed by President Jacques Chirac before it can become law. But as Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, it's already having an impact on relations between France and Turkey.
In 2001, France passed a law recognizing the genocide of 1.5 million Armenians by the Turks of the Ottoman Empire during World War I.
C'est une tragédie que nul ne peut nier, sauf à travestir l'histoire.
But today, the National Assembly went even further, voting a bill that makes it a crime to deny that Armenian genocide took place. Those who flout the law would risk a prison term of up to 1 year and a $57,000 fine. With around 500,000 citizens of Armenian ancestry, France has Europe's largest Armenian community. Today, politicians recalled how France had long been a refuge of liberty for Armenians and condemned recent pro-Turkish demonstrations in southern France refuting the genocide. Demonstrations, they said, that had the support of the Turkish government.
L'Assemblée nationale a adopté.
The bill passed overwhelmingly, although only a fifth of French deputies were there to vote. Congressman Patrick Devidjian is a well-known spokesman for the French-Armenian community.
Just imagine if Germany had not recognized the Holocaust, and imagine if German authorities organized a negation of Auschwitz demonstration in France. This is exactly the situation of Armenians today.
Critics of the bill say it's nothing more than politicking by members of Congress with large Armenian constituencies, especially around Marseille and Lyon. Deputy Pierre Mignouri said he considers the bill a big mistake.
I voted against it because it's not the parliament's role to legislate history. I feel like the French parliament shamed itself, but the Turkish parliament could have helped us if they had owned up to some responsibility in the genocide.
That isn't likely. Turks vehemently deny there was a genocide, but Turkey is also looking to join the European Union, and some European politicians, including President Chirac, have said membership could be contingent upon the recognition by Turkey of an Armenian genocide. Today's vote was followed closely in Turkey, and some members of the Turkish parliament have suggested a boycott of French goods. In the courtyard of the Assemblée Nationale, Turkish and Armenian advocates argue over the bill. Turkish parliamentarian Onur Ayaman traveled to France for the vote. He says whether the bill becomes law or not, the damage has already been done.
The biggest loser of this vote of today will be Turkish-French friendship. We came as a delegation of friendship. I'm not sure that we will return as a delegation of friendship from France.
While French Armenians are happy, it seems a symbolic victory that may be short-lived. President Jacques Chirac, who wants closer ties with Turkey, opposes it. And newspaper editorials say France cannot push for free speech in Turkey and deny it at home. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.